You may have had your share of plastic packaging issues if you work in food processing. Maybe you've watched your production line slow to a crawl because a new package design is tough to handle. Perhaps you're struggling to meet your customers' demands for sustainable packaging while keeping your products looking fresh and appealing. You might be facing complaints about non-user-friendly packages. Or you may need to meet new recycling rules without exceeding your budget. You're not alone. With over 55 years in the industry, we have heard from processors about their packaging problems. Today, we're here to offer some pro tips. Plastic packaging issues in food processing. Let's examine the biggest problems food processors face with plastic packaging. More importantly, let's find solutions. That way, you can get back to presenting your products in the best way possible. Production line slowdowns. Your production line is like a chain, and it's only as strong as its weakest link. Regarding packaging, small issues can create big delays, which cost real money. What's going wrong? Workers can get tired from repeatedly closing complex packages. Stacked empty containers are not separating properly or fast enough at the beginning of the line. Labels are falling off and not adhering properly. All these problems can slow down production and affect output. The solution. Look for packages with simple closures. One-piece containers with hinged lids work best. Before committing to a new package, test it on your line with the people who'll actually be closing it. Let them tell you if it's easy to handle or if it'll slow them down. If workers say a package is hard to close or hurts their hands after an hour, believe them. Pro tips. Run full shift trials with new packaging to identify fatigue issues. Track production speeds with different package designs. Document specific problems workers encounter.
Consider automation compatibility even if you're not automated yet.
Look for packages that denest or separate from each other in a stack easily without jamming. Test the labels during this test phase to ensure the adhesive will not need to be adjusted. Product protection issues.
Getting food from your facility to store shelves can be complicated. Your packaging must withstand bumpy truck rides and temperature changes. Each product has specific needs.
What's going wrong? Packages that look perfect in the warehouse might fail during shipping. Air pressure from high altitudes affects the performance of food packaging. Make sure to conduct a ship test with any new packages to monitor the outcome at the delivery point. The solution? Test your packaging under real-world conditions. If you ship over mountains, test at high altitudes.
If your products need ventilation, work with manufacturers who understand this. Some vegetables outgas at a higher rate than others, such as arugula. Always run test shipments before switching to a new package design.
Pro tips. Packages with venting can help foods with outgassing.
Run altitude simulation testing for high elevations.
Conduct temperature cycling tests for cold chain products. Consider vibration testing to simulate shipping that will show how the product fares in transit.
Try stacking the containers during shipping and on the shelf to test the stacking strength. Conduct moisture retention analysis for different climates.
Retail display challenges.
Your packaging needs to look good and function well on store shelves, or retailers won't want it. This gets even more complicated when trying to satisfy multiple retailers with different requirements.
What's going wrong? Stores may have strict requirements about package size and the number of items that must fit on a shelf. Some packages that stack well in storage topple over in displays. Others take up too much space or don't show the product well.
The solution. Early in the design process, get clear measurements from your retailers about shelf space and display requirements. Test how packages stack in different display setups. Make sure your design works in both standard shelving and special displays.
Pro tips. Consider standard shelf dimensions for each retailer.
Visit stores to see how similar products are displayed.
Inquire about the number of required facings.
Stacking stability in different orientations should be noted.
There should be visual appeal from multiple angles. Look for space efficiency in various display configurations.
The demand for sustainable products.
Some studies suggest that customers are willing to pay more for products in sustainable packaging. Other studies suggest most consumers aren't willing to pay more. With all of this mixed feedback, it's important to know that making the switch isn't simple. You're trying to balance environmental responsibility with practical needs and cost constraints.
What's going wrong? New requirements for recycled content can make packages less sturdy. Some sustainable materials don't work well in cold environments or fast-moving production lines. In some cases, adding recycled content will impact performance on critical features, like sealing and leak resistance.
The solution: work with manufacturers who have experience with recycled materials. They often know tricks to maintain package quality while meeting sustainability goals. Some recycled content can affect the clarity and color of the container. Start with small tests of sustainable options. This will expose any potential issues you would have before you commit.
Pro tips: try a gradual transition to higher recycled content. Understand your retailer's sustainability targets.
Test multiple supplier options for clarity and quality.
Understand regional recycling requirements.
Quality control issues.
Even small quality troubles can create big plastic packaging issues later on. Consistency is key to maintaining efficient operations.
What's going wrong? When packages are made differently every time, it causes frustrating challenges. Sometimes boxes or containers show up broken or damaged. Other times they break while being used. If the plastic is too thick or thin, it causes problems. If the lids don't close the same way each time, or if the sizes differ slightly, it also causes issues. These problems make it hard to keep the production line running smoothly.
The solution: build strong relationships with your packaging manufacturer and/or distributor. Give them specific feedback when plastic packaging issues occur. The best businesses want to know about problems and will work with you to fix them. Keep samples of good packages to compare with new shipments.
Pro tips: have a quality control system. It must include regular audits, quality checks, and supplier performance tracking.
Make sure to have clear communication channels with the manufacturer and distributor.
Cost management: with rising material expenses and demands for better packaging, it's harder than ever to manage costs while maintaining quality.
What's going wrong? New sustainability requirements often drive up material expenses, while complex designs increase production time and costs. Some processors are caught between customer demands for better packaging and pressure to keep prices competitive. Cheaper containers reduce shelf life and impact you a lot more than the money saved on container costs.
The solution: look at the whole picture when thinking about pricing. Don't just look at the price of each package. Consider how the packaging affects other things. It impacts how fast you can make products, how much gets thrown away, and how well it protects your food. Sometimes spending more money on better packages can actually save you money in the long run. For example, if your packages break and your workers can pack things faster, that extra cost might be worth it.
Pro tips:
make your purchasing decisions count by mastering three key strategies: volume procurement, competitive bidding, and metrics tracking. Volume procurement means buying in bulk for better pricing. Larger quantities typically lead to lower per unit costs and ensure a steady supply. Competitive bidding puts suppliers in friendly competition for your business. This helps you find the sweet spot between quality and cost, while keeping the process transparent and fair.
Something we have learned by working with processors is the importance of shelf life. Always test for this when ordering packaging. Finally, keep your eye on the numbers through metrics tracking. Monitor your cost per unit, supplier performance, and inventory turnover. These indicators tell you whether your strategy is working or needs adjustment.
Making it all work: 5 practical steps for success.
Start small. Test new packaging thoroughly before making big changes. A small trial can reveal problems that weren't obvious initially.
Talk to everyone. Get input from line workers, shipping teams, and sales staff.
they'll spot potential problems early.
Work with your manufacturer and/or a distributor. The best solutions often come from close collaboration with them. Share your challenges and work together on solutions.
Document everything. Keep detailed records of what works and what doesn't. This information is invaluable when making future packaging decisions. From the beginning to the end of shelf life, account for all your costs.
Keep learning. Packaging technology and requirements keep changing. Stay in touch with manufacturers and distributors about new options and solutions.
Putting a wrap on your plastic packaging issues.
While packaging problems are an annoying part of the job, you can handle them better by finding solutions that work for your specific needs. What works for one company may not work for yours, and that's fine. The key is to solve one problem at a time.
Solutions exist, but they might require some testing. Keep talking with your team, customers, and packaging manufacturers and distributors to find what works best.
Looking for clarity? We will help you explore all your options, even ones that don't include inline plastics. Let's discuss what is best for you.